If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Thanks for sending them in this week to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. What was the joke of the week? Is it this one?
Hey, if you need a holiday gift suggestion, I saw on eBay Matt Eberflus is selling unused timeouts.
It still hurts.
I know. Hey, nobody vote for that one, okay? Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two.
Vladimir Putin has released an advent calendar. Every time you open one of those little windows, someone falls out.
We're off to a dark start here. Here's joke of the week number three.
Dave, I'm kind of angry at my doctor today.
Why is that?
He keeps telling me I have an obsession with Australia. I demanded to see his qualifications.
I just made that noise. Here's joke of the week number four.
Hey, did you know that Santa had a reindeer named Charlie? Charlie, the brown-nosed reindeer?
No.
Yeah, he was just as fast as Rudolph, but he didn't stop as quick.
All right, nobody vote for that one. Come on. Here's joke of the week number five.
John, I'm going to start breeding racing deer for extra income.
That's Dave Enna for you. Always looking to make a fast buck.
Number six, please.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a surgeon, and John Williams will star as his patient.
Well, we're out of sutures, so I'm going to use stitches made of wool.
I'll be darned. Sorry. Number seven, please.
Hey,
just so you guys know, the correct term for gluten-free, sugarless, vegan brownies is compost. Here's joke of the week number eight. It's fine to eat a test grape in the produce section of the grocery store, but you take one bite out of the rotisserie chicken, and it's all, sir, you need to leave now. Okay, here's sort of a rerun. Number nine. Hey, Andy, Vladimir Putin has released an advent calendar. Every time you open a window, someone falls out.
Yeah, I heard that one yesterday, John.
Okay, hey, Andy, I've now also got a Jehovah's Witness advent calendar.
Yeah, how does that one go?
Well, the little doors and windows are locked and the people inside pretend they're not home. Joke of the week number 10.
John, here's a Christmas tip.
Okay.
Wrap empty boxes and put them under the tree, and when your kids act up, throw one in the fireplace.
One question, Andy.
Yeah.
The gifts are the kids. We saw that coming. Here's joke of the week number 11. Andy, I turned down a job in the laundry at the local monastery.
Oh?
Yeah, I just didn't want to pick up any dirty habits. Number 12. Hey, Andy, my kids keep finding their Christmas presents I've been trying to hide around the house.
Oh, you should put them up in the attic.
Well, I did, but then I get no sleep at all because they're up there going, oh, it's dark up here. There's spiders. Tough house for the kids, right? They're either in the attic or tossed into the fireplace at Christmas time in my house. Here's number 13. My mom finally got the courage to bring my dad's urn into the living room, and she put it up on the mantle.
All right, good for her.
It was a bittersweet moment because Dad was sitting right there watching TV at the time. Is that going to get your vote, Steve? There's one more. Dave, I had to take that test to renew my driver's license, and in one place it said, what does a green light mean?
That's go.
What does a yellow traffic light mean?
Slow down.
What does a yellow... I didn't realize that was a scene from an old Taxi episode that we'll have to play back for you later on.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Google that, and you'll see that dragged out for 2 minutes, and it gets funnier as it goes. Okay, joke of the week, Dave Enna says...
I'll be darned.
That's what surprised me on the replay. I was laughing at that one, too. That's going to get my vote as well. All right, Steve Alexander.
Let's make it three.
Pokey,
I'll be darned.
Smokes into the newsroom. Bobby K.
I liked, what does a yellow light mean? It's an oldie, but a great.
It really is. Producer Pete, we don't need your vote today. We got a winner, but what do you say?
I'll be darned.
I'll be darned. Holy cow. Woo-hoo-woo-woo. Okay, we'll figure out who sent that joke in, and they will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. They got more than half the votes. Meanwhile, we'll randomly pull a name. Somebody else wins a Speed Jokes coffee mug, too.